Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language so it can help you in your communication, either with business English or ordinary conversations. And we look at grammar, phrasal verbs, expressions, lots of ways in which you can learn and improve your use of it. So what have we got for you today? Well, we're going to look at the word stop. Okay, S-T-O-P, stop. And in particular, we're going to look at some idioms and some expressions that use the word stop. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you them, as always, and then I'll hopefully give you a good explanation and example so that you'll understand exactly what we're talking about. So idioms and expressions with the word stop. To stop at nothing, to stop at nothing. That we use this when somebody would go to any lengths, would do whatever he could or she could to get what they wanted. So he would stop at nothing to get promoted, meaning he would lie or cheat or in some way get himself into the good books of the boss so that he could get his promotion. So he would stop at nothing. Yeah, he stopped at nothing to make sure that his family had everything they could need. He worked hard, he invested his money, he continued to improve himself so that he could earn more and more money so that his family could have everything that they wanted. To stop at nothing. The next is to stop dead. He stopped dead when he saw something, meaning as if he was dead, he stopped suddenly. Okay, so we could be driving a car and the car stopped dead because it broke down and just wouldn't move, yeah? Or he stopped dead when he was running in the park and saw something moving in the bush beside him and he wasn't sure what it was, but he got a bit of a fright, so he stopped dead, okay? Next, to stop short of doing something. Well, when we use to stop short of doing something, it means somebody did a lot or many things, but not quite everything. So he went so far, but no further. Yeah. So it's to stop. He stopped short of killing someone to get on in the job. So he did everything he could. He worked hard. He did whatever the bosses asked him. He worked well with the clients, worked weekends. The only thing he didn't do was kill somebody that would help him to get his promotion. So he stopped short of doing something, stopped short of killing somebody, but he did everything else within his powers, everything else possible. So to stop short of doing something means you do almost everything you could possibly do except for one or two things. So he stopped short of doing something. Next, to stop something or somebody in its tracks. So if you are cycling along the footpath and you go over a branch of a tree and it gets caught in your wheel, it will stop you or your bike in its tracks, meaning in the direction it's going. So your bike will come to a very sudden stop. Okay. The policeman stepped out on the footpath and put his hand up as you were cycling and it stopped you in your tracks, meaning you had to put on the brakes and stop in front of the policeman while he explained to you why we are not cycling on the road instead of the footpath. So the policeman stopped you in your tracks. Okay. The breakdown of the car stopped you in your tracks as you were driving along the country road. Suddenly the car ran out of petrol or some mechanical failure and the car stopped in its tracks. And we sometimes hear stopped dead in its tracks, which is exactly the same meaning. Next, there's no stopping someone. When we say there's no stopping someone, it means their success continues on and on. The pop star was really successful. He released record after record, single after single, all of them reaching number one. There was no stopping him. Okay, so we could talk about some of the modern singers. Ed Sheeran, yeah? Nothing is stopping him, yeah, from hit song after hit song. So there's no stopping him. He continues to go from strength to strength. A football team who continue to win competitions, let's say Barcelona when they were at their height. They won the league, they won the Champions League, the World Cup Championship, whatever it was they played in, they won it. And there's no stopping them. They're a team on an upward trend to success. And then we have a question. What's stopping you from doing something? What's stopping you? Question mark. So somebody might ask you, what's stopping you? So you might be saying, oh, I'd love to give up my job, pack it all in, get my rucksack and travel around the world for a couple of years. And your friend might say, well, what's stopping you? You're not married. You don't have any commitments. You can rent your apartment. So there's nothing stopping you. So what's stopping you? So somebody will challenge you when you say, oh, I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. I'd love to do this. I'd love to do that. And then the response is, well, what's stopping you? Yeah. What's stopping you giving up your job? What's stopping you asking her to marry you? What's stopping you running the marathon? All of these questions posed to you when you have a wish and somebody else asks you, well, what's stopping you? What's stopping you from doing something to fulfill those wishes? Another expression we have is stop right there. And it's said with an exclamation mark, stop right there. So, you know, it might be a parent to a child and the child is moaning and groaning and complaining and the parents are just fed up listening to this. Oh, look, just stop right there. I've had enough. I don't want to listen anymore. Or the policeman, you know, sees somebody breaking into a shop or an office and he runs along the street, flashes his torch, his light, and then says, okay, just stop right there. Don't move. Yeah, this is the police. You're under arrest. Okay, so stop right there. So said with some venom, some strength in the voice to indicate that this is firm and this is an order. Stop right there. And then we have another exclamation, an expression, stop the lights. When somebody says stop the lights, you go, oh my God, this is really exciting. You know, no way. Wow. It's an expression where there's a lot of excitement or some news that we've heard is quite amazing. So you might tell your friend, well, it's happened. John has proposed to Mary and they're getting married next week. What? Stop the lights. Yeah, so stop the lights meaning, wow, hang on here. Let's hear all this news. This is really exciting. Yeah. Or if somebody says they've handed in the notice, they're going to pack the bags and they're going to travel around the world. Wow, stop the lights. You've done it at last. Yeah, you've really taken the plunge. Off you go. So stop the lights. It's an exclamation of excitement when some good news is announced. Okay, so we have stop at nothing, stop dead, stop short of doing something, stop something or somebody in its or their tracks. There's no stopping someone. What's stopping you from doing something? A question. Stop right there as an exclamation and stop the lights when there's something interesting and exciting. Okay, well, we'll stop there and that's the end of this particular podcast. And as always, if you want to contact me, well, then you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. Always happy to try and include some of your suggestions, which have appeared in quite a few of the podcasts recently. So, as always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.